We kept our chocolate in Nana's room in a secret safe in the back of her closet. I tried to be real quiet as I walked past her bed. Not that there was much of a need for that. Her machines were as loud as the subway. Nana's room smelled like death. A combination of day-old egg salad, poultry was rationed, and overripe honeydew melons. Fruit was pretty scarce. And old shoes and cleaning products, purchase permitted with voucher. I went into her walk-in closet, pushed her coats out of the way, and entered the combination. Behind the guns was the chocolate, which was super dark, with hazelnuts, and came from Russia. I put a bar in my pocket and closed the safe. On my way out, I stopped to kiss my grandmother on the cheek, and she woke up. "Anya," she croaked, "what time did you get home?" I told her that I'd been home for a while. She'd never know the difference anyway, and she'd only worry if she knew where I'd been. Then I told her to go back to sleep, that I hadn't meant to wake her. "You need your rest, Nana."
"What for? I'll be resting forever soon enough."
"Don't talk like that. You'll be alive a really long time,"
I lied. "There's a difference between being alive and living," she muttered before changing the subject. "First day of school tomorrow."
I was surprised she remembered.
"Go get yourself a nice chocolate bar from the closet, okay, Anyashka?"
I did what she said. I put the bar from my pocket back in the safe and replaced it with a different, identical one.
"Don't show anybody," she said. "And don't share it unless it's with someone you really love."
Easier said than done, I thought. But I promised I wouldn't. I kissed my grandmother's papery cheek again. I closed the door softly behind me. I loved Nana, but I couldn't stand to be in that awful room.